بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In Surah A'raf, Allah Ta'ala explains the beginning of creation. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala created you and then He gave you shape. Your very beginning is dust, because all the material that is used to make you is acquired from dust eventually. Whether it is meat, poultry, crops, grains, they gain their growth from the earth. So we created you from dust. That was your raw material. So one is the raw material, and from the raw material you are granted a shape. Like you see a building being constructed. It's built of brick, of mortar, of sand. But then it's given a certain shape, a certain design. So Allah Ta'ala, initially He created you out of dust. And this dust, then He gave a shape. To each person is granted shape, form. Amongst people, on account of the shape you are respected. The shape and the intelligence that He has bestowed is on account of this too, that you are respected, you are liked, you are appreciated, you are wanted. Now you can imagine that you don't have either one of this. Both. You don't have the shape or you don't have intelligence. What happens? You're nothing. It's on account of the shape and intelligence that people respect you, honor you, appreciate you. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Then after Allah Ta'ala had proven it to the Malaika and all the creation that this is supreme creation. Man is the supreme creation because he possesses that which the others do not possess. He has the understanding, he has the intellect, he has the ability to perceive, to analyze, to understand, to reason, to that extent that others don't have it. Malaika don't have it to that extent because the Malaika don't have those properties. They don't have the feelings of lust and temptation. So they don't know what it is to be filled and to be fired with lust and temptation. One who is fired with lust and temptation, he knows what he's going through. Ask a youngster, 20, 21 years of age, who's just fired with lust. What happens to him? So the one who doesn't have this thing, he can't appreciate it. He doesn't know what it is. And he doesn't know how to settle a problem that is related to lust or temptation. Then the Malaika also don't have the pangs of hunger, thirst, fear of want and poverty. They don't have these things. Now the one who has the pangs of hunger, fear of want and poverty, what that drives him to, what that leads him to, leads him to insanity, into directions, into ends that he himself cannot perceive. This is what it led me to eventually. To rob, to cheat, to plan, to connive, to do what things. So the Malaika don't have this. When they don't have this, they can't understand. How can a person be led just because of want? How can he be led? How can he be driven to madness because of this? So the Malaika could not be the supreme creation. The one who has these feelings, he will be the supreme creation. He can decide, he can prevail, he can preside over these cases. He knows what is want, poverty, he knows what is hunger, he knows what is thirst, he knows what is lust, he knows what is temptation. So He knows. When he knows, then he can preside. You don't know it, I'll tell you straight, you know what I'm going through. You tell me, no, don't fight about this small thing, worldly thing, material, don't fight about it. You don't know what it is. When you don't know about it, then you simply don't fight about it. So you can't, the malaika can't preside. A small son, 5 years of age, he sees you worried, and he sees you fighting, going to court and say, no, father, don't worry, just give it up, and throw the property, what's wrong? Only you have to leave this world one day. Jannat is abode. Will you just leave it? You won't leave it. Because you know what it is. You know what you went through to earn this, to acquire this. You know all that. You know the pains, the difficulties, the sleepless nights that you spend to acquire this. So for you to give this, abandon this, is not a small thing. So that is why man has been made the supreme creation. He has these feelings. He knows what it is, like having it and not having it. ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Now that you have been ascertained as the supreme creation, the most glorious creation of Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala says to the rest of the creations that were created before, اُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Now prostrate yourselves. As a token of His superiority over you, as an emblem, as a sign and symbol of His superiority over you, now you go and prostrate. ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Iblis did not prostrate, and the reasons we all know. He says that I've been created of fire, and fire is superior than dust. It was a time where he was not supposed to be using his intellect. That is why the poet says, On numerous occasions I have tried out this brain, this intellect, and I've seen that how this intellect betrays me. What he says, on numerous occasions I use my intellect, I use my reasoning, I use my discretion, and I've seen eventually that this discretion and this intellect of mine, it betrays me, it fails me, it does not direct me correctly. So thereafter, in the matters pertaining to Allah Ta'ala, I left his brains. I just went without my brains. Allah Ta'ala said it was enough. It is His command, I just went. See, understand it in perspective. See? Don't understand it. Don't make your own conclusions. Understand it in perspective. Allah Ta'ala said, now leave our interests. So then I left it out. I left my brains. My brains was telling me, I'll just pay the 3% or 5%. And it's easy terms, I can pay it over 5 years. It's only 3%. And that loan I'm getting, such a big loan, I can't imagine getting such a thing. 3%, I'll multiply it. Make istighfar at the end of the day, finish it up. So I used my brains, but my brains betrayed me. It let me down. Then eventually I abandoned the brain, left it out. The intellect, I left it. In matters pertaining to Allah Ta'ala, I left it out. Mullah Rum Rahmatullah says, فَهْمُ خَاطِرْ تَيْزْ كَرْدَنْ نِيسْتَرَى جُشْ شِكَسْتَى مِنَ غِيرَتْ فَضْلِ شَى. He says, this path of righteousness, virtue, that is leading to Allah Ta'ala, is not for sharpening your brains. Is not to show who is more smart and more intelligent. Only the one that has got a broken heart, he's tried everything else and he saw things are not working out for him. He used and employed his own intelligence. He employed his own brains. Eventually he saw that, no, this is not the way. There is something beyond. And when he saw that there is something beyond, he says, جُسْ شِكَسْتَ مِنَ غِيرَتْ فَزْلَ شَى. Only the one who has broken down his hopes in everything, every other creation, he has broken his hopes. His hopes are now only planted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only sown there with him. So this is the one who wins that whole race. This whole race, this whole strife, the one that takes prize is this person who's left his intelligence. He left his brains aside. Okay, so understand this in perspective when I say that the man who's abandoned his intelligence, intelligence will only take you to a certain point, it can't take you beyond that. A simple thing is love. You buy a rose for your wife, went for 2 months, 3 months, buy a bouquet of flowers. Just now that Shuib, my nephew, he got a child, has gone out in Jamaat and all that, and he just came and his wife got a child. So he bought a nice bouquet of flowers. It must be an expensive thing. Our family, it was not a traditional thing. The one, the type that he bought was something very smart, very good looking. So all the ladies began to say, he started something new now, this person here. Everybody else now will make the same demands from the husbands. Understand? But can you give an intellectual explanation to this? What has a rose to do with all this thing? Can you give an intellectual explanation? No intelligence. You can't give an explanation. It's love, and the love demands of you that you behave in this way, in these situations. And why are you doing it? No explanation. Forget it. Don't ask for explanations. That love requires that you conduct yourself in such a way. Okay? Now there you prepare to accept now the love says that I must do it, and I will do it. It's an expression of love. It's an expression of my affinity, my love, my feelings, my attachment for her, and I'm doing it. Okay? Our children are looking at it, say, hey, what is this? Rose and all that? What is it to do? Well, he got a child, you know, what the child must do? What the wife must do with all these roses? They can't understand why he spent 500 rand for that. They can't understand, we can't understand, nobody can understand. That love will push you to do it. It will prompt you, it will urge you, it will drive you to that point, do this. So this is what Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah is saying, that love that you need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that must drive you to that limit. This is just one example, right? And you go and see these type of things, they're abstract. You can't put an intellectual explanation to it, you can't give a logical reasoning to it. It's your aspirations, it's your emotions telling you to do this, and you do it. So jus shikasta meena girat faslasha. It's only that person who's broken down. The horse can take you to a certain point, climbing a steep cliff, it will take you to a certain point. After that you have to leave the horse. Then you have to go on foot, take a rope or something, and climb and go further. So the brains also can take you to a certain point. Above that it can't take you. That you need that type of spirit, you need that type of love. Love will take you. And let me tell you, the superpowers also understood the power of love. When they want to go and crack a major power, major superpower, they use a girl in between. Small girl they use. Now, all the time they use their brains. But they want to go and break something, they want to crack something, and what they will use? One small girl. And that girl will leave out the secrets, and there you see the nuclear power that was established and built in Iraq, costed them about 15 billion. And this one girl, they had to get one girl under the wrap, under the cover, and all that secrets were given, and within a day or 2 days, they located the spot, and they went and blasted the whole thing. 15 billion rands. So you see the power of love. What power it's got. All that brains, years of research, and what they did, and in 2 days' time, they exploded the whole thing. So this is the power of love. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants of us. I want your heart. I want your love. That love must come to that point. Allah Ta'ala, whatever you say, but I am prepared for that. Then I'm not aage piche kuch dekhta nahi. I don't look in front. I don't look behind. I don't look on the sides. It is the command of my beloved and I need to go that direction. I don't need any explanation after this. Now, the shaitan, he was short of this. He had everything else. He was understanding, he had the brains, he had the power, he had the might, he had that appearance, he had everything he had. But what was he short of? He was short of this love. And when he was short of love, he began to use his brains against love. The love demanded of him, my Allah Ta'ala, my beloved is telling me, prostrate, I mustn't worry about my reasoning. It's the command of my beloved. It's the command of the one that is most dearest to me. The most priceless, most supreme, most beloved to me. And he's commanded me to prostrate myself. Now I'm employing my reasoning. So he was short of this thing here. He didn't have that love. He didn't have that muhabbat. And there was nothing to drive him on. When there was nothing to drive him on, he slipped. And he slipped so badly, he was thrown thereafter. So Allah Ta'ala asks him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيِّ. And he says, he gives his explanation. So Shaitan after that says, he says, I will attack them from all directions. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I will attack them from every quarter, from every side, every direction, from light, from the right, from the left, from in front, from behind, from every direction I will attack him. I will assault him. Then he goes on and says, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He says to Allah Ta'ala, and you will find most of them are ungrateful. So, overall, if you summarize this whole story of Shaitan, right, you will find there were two big problems in his side. The one is he thought too much of himself. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا مَا لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. You didn't have the right to be proud. You didn't have the right to be arrogant. So the one is this, that he thought too much of himself. This was not the first thing that brought his ruin. Now that is a lesson for all of us, that this was the first thing that brought that downfall, that ruin to Shaitan, where he thought himself to be superior, something better, something superior, something more supreme. Right? This is the first thing. And the second thing Shaitan says to Allah Ta'ala, that I will mislead them. How I will mislead them? I will mislead them because I know what's their weakness. I know what is the weakness of man. Their weakness is وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. They don't have the type of appreciation, gratitude. They don't have the thanks in them. They don't have it. Now really, if a person has these two things, he doesn't have this pride and he is appreciative, he goes a long way, very, very long way. He is liked by people, the elder like him, the small like him, his contemporaries like him, everybody loves him. Why? He is appreciative to things. He is appreciative to his wife. He is grateful to his father and his parents. He is grateful to his in-laws. He is lovable. To his children, he is likable and lovable because he appreciates the children as well. He appreciates the musallis and the people that are of his community, respectable people, the small people, the weak people. He is appreciative to all. The worker that he's got is appreciative to him. So if he's appreciative to people, then how much more appreciative will he be to Allah Ta'ala? When he can be thankful to people, then you can imagine how much more thankful will he be to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he appreciates everything. He doesn't think too much of himself, and he appreciates. But the Quran again says one more thing, that where you don't think much of yourself, مِن كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. مِن كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. You humble yourself. Why you humble yourself? You humble yourself on account of the fear of the hereafter. One is, I humble myself. This person is giving me a tip, you know. He's giving me a tip. I looked after his car, so he gave me a tip. has gone to do some shopping, so I took care of his car. So now I came out, I said, "Boss." So the boss gave me 5 rands. I was so excited, 5 rands for a small service, and 5 rand he gave me, or 10 rand. I took out my hat, I bowed down to him. So that humility was for what? That humility was for the 10 rands. You will see, he's such a humble person, so humble he is. See, 10 rand, how he humbled himself, poor chap. No, that humility is on account of the hereafter. He has humbled himself, but he humbles himself for Allah Ta'ala, for the hereafter. That broader picture is before him. He sees himself before Allah Ta'ala. He sees himself in the hereafter. And on account of that situation, he humbles himself. So this is that humility that is counted. So one is that humility, and second is gratitude. Humility and gratitude. You got this, then you're moving. I gave the explanation to gratitude, and I gave the explanation to humility. Now, one simple way to get this gratitude in us, simple way, as we go to sleep, you see, there's a dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana. Fakam la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya. All praise to Allah Ta'ala, who has granted us food, drinks, gave us a refuge, and also took care of us. Kafana, he took care of us. There are so many people out there, they don't have a proper refuge. Go and see in Bombay. People are sleeping on the streets, open. No shelter, nothing they got. They got a couple of plastics and all that. In the day, they just wrap it up and they're leaving it somewhere. In the night, they're opening those plastics and they're sleeping within that. I remember in my childhood, you walk in the streets of Durban. Sometimes you're going for a nikah, you're coming out late. So you see hundreds of people sleeping on the streets. I used to see that. I don't know now, but I know that time, hundreds of people sleeping on the streets. So they haven't got a refuge, they don't have a proper decent house. Now, how fortunate we got, that we got a roof over our heads. Or I do not have something like the Amshlanga style, but we got something. Something to cover us, something to take refuge, to give us that cover. We got something. How many people there, they don't have that cover over their heads? And they don't have any refuge. They don't have anybody to take care of them. Yeah, we got so many people to care of us. One person, the mother is worried also. Hey, why you're not eating? What's wrong, man? Why are you sad today? What happened? Let us know. We'll try and help you out. It's not the end of everything now. Speak to us. Come to us. Let us know what's your problem. So one person got a problem, but so many people are inquiring, trying to take care of him, sharing his sympathy. So there are so many out there to take care of us. Your hospital, so many people are coming to pay their visits, respects, etc. So aren't we fortunate? Shouldn't we count ourselves as fortunate? So whilst we're going to sleep, then we think of the favors of Allah Ta'ala on us. Food, drink, health. I was explaining to one person today that our iman and our ibadat and service to Allah Ta'ala is on account of two things. We got food and we can go out. We can go toilet. All our love for Allah Ta'ala and service, everything is just around this. If you got food, and we can pass out. Just get stuck up for one day, no food. Or you can't pass out for one day or 2 days. See what happens to you. All that love and all the claims that you made to Allah Ta'ala of love, everything will just fall by the way. You can eat well, and you can pass out well. On account of that is all your love. All the claims that you are making is on account of this. So, whilst you're sleeping, when you're sleeping, you count Allah Pak save us. Allah Pak give me this. Alhamdulillah for this. Alhamdulillah for that. Alhamdulillah. You're thinking of Allah's favors and you are asleep. You're sleeping. Even if you die, Allah Pak will raise you up amongst those that were thankful. You're thankful. You at least appreciated Allah Ta'ala. You counted His favors and then went to sleep. Within your heart will have that feeling of happiness. Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak gave me this, gave me this, and He gave me this. There are so many people, they don't have decent homes. If there's a small rain, then the homes begin to leak. They have to fix it up again. what kind of problems they go through. I've been given so many things. So you're sleeping like a happy person, contented, feeling that feeling of satisfaction, fulfillment, contentment. Then you'll get up in the same manner, happy, looking forward to the next day. Otherwise you're counting, hey, that property there, now I still need to buy it. You know how much I can get for it? 100,000. I just have to go to the bank, try and organize something, some deal this side here and that side, speak to this person, that person, I'll buy that property, I'll get 100,000 rands. And how I'll square this up. And if it doesn't work out or it happens with difficulty, then again you've got pains. And there's no end to it. Just when you secure that property, and something else came up. Okay, that is going for 2,000. Yeah, you're getting 100,000, you're getting 200,000. Let me go for this again. That's the last. After that, you won't go. As that thing ended, then one came up for 500,000. One after the other. This is the chakkar of this dunya. It spins you around. All the time it spins you around. The world also spins around, and it spins you around. That is the nature of that. It spins you around. Keep giving your chakkar. So this is the right way, that you are grateful. You're content. Allah, you gave me this. You gave me this. Much more than what I bargained for. You have given it to me. So these are the two things. These are the two weapons that we use against shaitan. One is we humble ourselves, but not as a convenience, not as a tool of convenience. Because of Allah Ta'ala, because of the akhirat, we humble ourselves. And number two is, we appreciate. People we appreciate, and we appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I feel that these are the two elementary things. This whole surah is explaining about these two things. If you get these two things right, I think you're going very, very far. You don't appreciate everybody. Wife, your children, your father, your in-laws, your cousins, relatives, uncles, friends, workers, everybody you appreciate. Will you have problems? You won't have problems. Now you're thinking as a boss, I got this work of mine, alright, he didn't come, but all the time he's coming. Had he not been coming, what would have happened to my business? My business is flourishing and working on account of this person here. I need to think about all the days that he had rendered the service, not the one day that he couldn't come. In England, one man had sued his wife. Marital infidelity. She's bringing out someone. So the wife stands up in court and says, my lord, your honor, I think my husband is not fair at all. He speaks about the 10 times that I was unfair to him. I was unloyal to him. But he forgets about the 100 times that I was fair to him. Now for them, that's life. Playing around here, playing around that side, whatever it is, that's life. He doesn't count up the 100 times that I was fair to him. Only he talks about the 10 times that I was unfair to him, unloyal to him, running out with other people. But the 100 times that I was fair to him? So, we need to get these two things right. This aspect of appreciation, and number two is this aspect of humility. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.